We are learning in Maseches Bava Kamma, Daf Vav Amud Beis, and we are starting approximately 12 lines from the top, maybe more, by the two dots. Send the Mishnah, because Shehizik Chav HaMazik, which means the Mazik is Chayiv. Now it's interesting, Lashon, Chav HaMazik, don't say Chayiv. So, Zok Tigamara, Chav HaMazik, Chayiv HaMazik, Barlech, hey, Chayiv, what's Chav? Om Rav Yudam Rav, Hai Tani Yushalmihu, he was a Shalmi, the Tana Lishna Klila, they use a shorter Lashon, and therefore he takes out the Yod, he goes Chav, instead of saying Chayiv. Now, Tosis asks that a lot of times says the words from Chav. In Chavon the Odom El Bafanov. Tosis asks we don't ask the Kashadir or Tofes of Achayiv. What comes Shechav LaAcherim? You ever ask the Kashadir? No. Teretz says those places mean a Lashon Chayva. If it's a Lashon Chayva, you could manage with the Lashon Chav. But here it's Lashon Chayiv. It should have said Chayiv. Why did it say Chav? Teretz says we're talking about Yishalmi Yid over here. Who Yishalmi Tana who always used Lishta Klila a shorter Lashon in order to remember it better. So to Gemara Vayte. So what does it say? You have to pay. You have to pay the best of the land. Tana Rabbanim. We start sugya of Meitav now. Tana Rabbanim. Meitav Sadeu or Meitav Karma Yishalmi. The pasuk says by Shein V'Regel, and we learn that to the rest of the Nezikim also that way. That it says Ki Yave Ishode Karam Mashiach Es Biroi Biro Vistei Achar Meitav Sadeu Meitav Karma Yishalmi. You pay the best of your Sade, the best of your Karam. And the Machloekas is this brisa. Meitav Sadeu Shal Nizik. Which the Gemara thinks means right now that you pay the if the behema ate a row of tvua in the nizik's field, you shots up the best row of the nizik and you pay that much money to him. That's what you do. Divrei Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Kiva, no, loy ba kasev of the pasuk's not coming to machmer so much. All it means is that when you collect the payment, you have to pay from the idiots, not they have to. Evaluate the best row of the nizik and pay that much money. But kavachayim alakdish, and so kavachayim alakdish. We'll see what that means. Kavachayim alakdish later on. So meanwhile, we have machlekes Rav Shmuel Rakiva, and we don't really understand what the machlekes is because we're learning right now means Rabbi Shmuel says that you take the best, even though he ate the worst one, you take the best row and you pay that much money. And Rakiva says no, doesn't mean that. It just means when you pay with idiots. So Ramar has a kasha. You don't understand Rabbi Shmuel's shita. Rabbi Shmuel, Ochol Shmeina, Mishalm Shmeina. If you eat a good one, you pay Shmeina. And you don't pay more than that. So Ochol Khusha Mishalm Shmeina. All of a sudden, if you eat Khusha, you pay Shmeina. So I'm learning like one on Tyson's Pshatim, that's the lesson here. That saying, just on if you eat Shmeina, we see that you only pay Shmeina. So if you eat Khusha, if you eat a weaker row, why should you pay the better row? What's going on? Why should you pay so much? I want to eat the oven, you're right. So this behemah ate one of the rows, and then afterwards they did a harvest. You're not sure which row the animal ate. So there he's saying the Mishalm Shmeina. That's saying Meitav Sadeu says such a case he pays Shmeina. And what's the Havamina? So the Meloya Royim Supshat was on the Havamina that here Chayar to Sofik Chayar saying what's the Chayar. So what's the Havamina he paid the Shmeina? So the Meloya Royim says the Pshat is because it was Roiv Shmeina here. And usually, in Hokum Amacha Roiv, here, Xeris Kosovo would be, he's a go bus Roiv that he ate the Shmeina. The Meroy Mesoda says, Labalbat the Shabshad. He says that usually the Behemoth eats the best stuff. The Behemoth finds the best, you know, the prime grill. He finds the best stuff over there. And there, and that's why we pay Shmeina. That was the Pshat in the Meroy Mesoda. Akapanim. Either way, the Gemara's cash on this anyway. So the Gemara says, Amar Rava, doesn't make sense. If you know you eat chusha, you only pay chusha. Now you don't know. There's a halacha. So, right, that's why I spoke out two havaminas. Because the Gemara did notice, but what's the havaminas? They said either Pshah was roiv, and the Gemara thought it's roiv. So, Meitzchavarai was a very regular case. He has roiv shmeina, so it made a good chance shmeina. And even though in Hoch Mamach Roiv, that would be the Zeres Kasa. That was Pshah 101, I said. Mar said, no, it's not true. It's Meitzchavarai. Right. Those things go up as a roiv. It's a havamina. No, it's a havamina. I'm saying it's a havamina. It's a Gemara slugs it up. I'm saying there's a Meloy HaRoiv Pshah. The Meremi Sada says the pshat. I'll say it over now because Mokesh Mak. I have to know the thing. His pshat was that you're going to assume that he ate from the good stuff because he likes the good stuff. Well, my said not like that. I read the Loshem Loya Roim. It says Nichba Betzida Yesh Loima Shah Roy Ben Shmeinas. Vachman Di Amayin Hakamach Roy Yesh Loima Berubid Isakam Amoy the Holchin. Because what was Dashan? So that was the Havmina. After you go by so because the Roy Isakam Amoy that would have Havmina. Kamash Lano Ma'aseh Roy. Elam Rav Akar Bar Yaakov. You know, Pshat and Rabbi Shmuel is like this. Made a mistake. Pshat and Shmuel is this. Hokamai Eskinon. Going to Hoysa Idiyas the Nizik. Kizaburis the Mazik. The case was the Idiyas the Nizik was like the same level as the Buris the Mazik. That means the Mazik has extra stuff. Has even better fields. But his worst field is the same level as the best of the Nizik. So what do? Do you pay Zaburis or Idias? On one hand, you say, I'm paying Idias. That's for you as Idias. Uval pligi. Rabbi Shmuel saw Vav B'denizik Shamidim. Rabbi Shmuel holds that B'denizik Shamidim. Rabbi Kiva saw Vav B'denizik Shamidim. Rabbi Shmuel says, you go with the Nizik, the person who got damaged. If my Zaburis, I'm the one who damaged. If my Zaburis is like your Idias, I pay the my Zaburis. It's fine. Rabbi Kiva says, no, but the Mazik Shamidim. You go with the Mazik's Idias. What's the Bi'ar Machlekes? Now, first of all, how do you read it in the Braisa? So the Braisa says this: says Meitav Sadeu Shal Nizik, Meitav Kamar Shal Nizik. Dibur Rabbi Shmuel. The Nizik. Rekiva says Loiba Kosov LaHokol Al Mazik and Patos Vush Loi El Hachmir and to give Nizikin Mina Idias. That means from the Mazik. My time with Rabbi Shmuel. What's the reason, Rabbi Shmuel? Nema Sod LaMatav and Nema Sod LaMayla. Ma Sod Amal LaMayla the Nizik. Av Sod Amal LaMatav the Nizik. So Rabbi Shmuel says that it says Meitav Sadeo Meitav Karma Yishalim, and it says earlier on the pasuk Ki Yave Ish Shada Yikarim Mashiach Zbir Bir B'Stei Acher, just like that Stei Acher is the place where it got damaged. So the Sada of Meitav Sadeo also means the best of the Sada that got damaged. So therefore it means the idiots of the Nizik. So pasuk Zer Shava Sada Lamat V'Nam Sada Lamayil Mas Sada Lamayil Nez the Nizik Af Sada Lamat the Nizik. Rabbi Kiva says no. Meitav Sadeu, Meitav Karma Yishalim, Tehet Kama Shalim. When it says Meitav Sadeu, the best of your field, sounds like the person was paying the best of his field. So it sounds like the Mazik. That's Rabbi Kiva's svar. Rabbi Shmuel, L'chayra, the Tanya is Rabbi Shmuel, L'chayra, Rabbi Kiva's right. The Pasuk sounds like the Mazik. So Rabbi Shmuel says, Ahani Gzeir Shava, Vahani Kro. I can use both of them. Ahani Gzeir Shava, Kida Kimna. Gzeir Shava is a case where the Zaburius the Mazik is like the Idias the Nizik, I could pay Zaburius. Now, when is a gay pay the Mazik? Hani Kra, you're going to Islay the Mazik, Idias Viziburis. The Mazik has Idias Viziburis. The Idias the Nizik, and the Nizik has Idias. Viziburis the Mazik, the Shavik is the Nizik. The Zaburius the Mazik is not worth like the Idias of the Nizik. Which means here, he can't give Zaburis because that's not the Idias the Nizik. Mashenkin, his Idias is much better than the Idias the Nizik. So, what does he have to do? The loch is, the Mashal and Meitav of the day, he pays him his own Meitav. The Loi Motzi Omale, he can't say, Ta'at Govim is Burus, El Govim Meitav. He can't say, oh, take him as a Burus. That's the closest thing you have. No, you have to give him your Meitav. And that's the possible way that the Karim would tell us that you pay him your Meitav. Now, what would be the case if the Mazik had Idias, Bainus, and Zaburus, and the Nizik had Idias that was in between the Zaburus and the Bainus? Could the Mazik give Bainus? Because the Mazik said, Bainus is better than your Idias. So can I give Bainus or not? So Rosh brings down a machlekes, if you give the Bainus or not. What's the Bi'ar machlekes? The Bi'ar machlekes is that it could be, if you're not giving the mamish the idiots of the Nizik, then it comes the din of idiots to Mazik. So I have to give my idiots. Or the Vart is that I have to give at least as good as the idiots of the Pshat. I have to give at least as good as the idiots of the Nizik, and therefore, if you give Bainus, it's good enough. That's a machlekes. Yeah. First Havmin, the Shra Havmin, yeah, they pay extra, yeah.
Because in that
animal,
we're focusing on what the animal ate.
Right.
And do you pay what the animal ate?
No, you don't pay what the animal ate.
Or you upgrade it to
idiots. You don't pay what the animal ate. No, that's the you didn't pay what the animal ate. The animal ate a roe that was worth $100. You take the guy's roe, he has his roe, he has wheat that's worth $1,000, you pay $1,000. You pay more money, you pay $900 more than he's damaged. That's the habit, yeah. Don't do what you pay from. You could pay from toothpicks. You could pay with. It made no difference what you paid with. The point in having more holding, you paid more money than you damaged. You paid the best. You go into Nizik's field. If he has very expensive wheat there, then you pay his most expensive wheat. That's what you do.
And we're focusing on.
Hold it. So it's like the lakar of zel zel are two things. The having it was you ate. Let's say he had wheat and barley. The behemoth ate barley. You're paying wheat. You're paying wheat, that's what you're paying. You're paying the value of wheat. With Meitav, whatever, who cares who's Meitav? We didn't even get involved. Who's Meitav was?
You're not focusing on
Right. Exactly. We're in focus now. We
one time you're not focusing on your payment, depending on how much you have.
Yeah, of course, yes.
And then the Maskari say we're focusing on
who pays. Right. It makes much more sense. The Chalikis also talks to each other. One's made of Shanizik, one's made of Shamazik means what you're paying with, what type of idiots. The idiots of the, you're paying about the same exact value with your Adam. Adam is $100, paying $100 to the teeth. When you pay $100, you have to give him a, let's say you're using karka, give him a karka. What type of karka do you give him? Obviously, give him from the mazik's karka. He's not paying from your karka, he's paying from my karka, the mazik's karka. The mazik can give zaburius, he has to give idiots. So according to Rishmal, there's cases where he gives zaburius. You know when? When the mazik zaburius is worth, like the nizik of the idiots. For example, the mazik lives in Manhattan, and his worst apartment is better than the best apartment of the nizik, because the nizik lives in Pennsylvania somewhere. So therefore, it's just as good as that. That's the case of it is the nizik, it is the mazik. This guy has the best property he has in Pennsylvania, and your worst property is in Manhattan. So there, it equals out. Al-Kaponim, so that's machlokes, Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva. That's the machlokes. Now, Rabbi Kiva says, not only do you pay the mazik, says loy bar kosel hakel, like they pay the shnizik, they shall mazik. He says the kalachoymer lehekdish. Now, what does that mean? Rabbi Kiva says loy bar kosel beligvus lemazik. This is kalachoymer lehekdish. My kalachoymer lehekdish. What does it mean? What's kalachoymer lehekdish? Ilema the nagach tour the don tour the hekdish. What's the case that hekdish that you have to pay idius? That you have to pay idius to hekdish. What does that mean? If your shar steist or kicked the shar of the hekdish. So the pasuk says, "Shara eyo marfmon lo shasha hekdesh." Shachar your potter. You're not chayiv for the shara shal hekdesh. So lechara, and then the Rashi says, "Well, then all shara nezikin, just like your potter of shara eyo, shame v'regel also your potter." That's the way Rashi learns. Rashi has another loss, and he says that maybe this meat is only taka by Karen, but by shame v'regel it's not negeya. He says shame v'regel that in the hekdesh's field is not negeya. He says first of all, hekdesh to have a field with tefuah is very not common. Because hekdesh is no use for a field. And if you makdesh a field, usually they pay it right away or they sell it right away for the money. And he says, even if you do have it, he says that there's no me'ila b'karkoyis, because kol v'chubah l'karkadami. And then this Rashi is a pel de garashi. So what if it's a me'ila b'karkoyis? The ma'aseh, they still have to pay for the money. So the Marashah learns, plan of Rashi is that if he holds that if there's no me'ila b'karkoyis, so then even if you have to pay, it's like a din of a hedyet. And it's partial, that's all the din of a hedyet, it's not a din of a hekdesh. But upon him, that's what Rashi is busy with. What about Shem V'regel? Tais also is busy with this. What happened to Shem V'regel? But upon him, in any way, the Gemara is asking that what's the case, the hektish? If my mom and dad and your mom and we're potter. Shor eo machmona vo shor shahektish. Ella must be lo ima reelai mona vo bedegabayis. He promised $100 vo bedegabayis. So when they come to collect from him, the Asi Gizber of Shokum idiots. And that's what's saying. Kavachoyma, the hektish has to pay idiots. The Gemara says, not true. Why should he worse than Bachoyv? Bachoyv is a bainus. And Bachoyv is a bainus. And Meir Hashem, on tomorrow's year, we will continue and try to figure out Kavachar Melechdash. Of course, we will chaz over from Rav Kiva Aimer to get exactly what Kavachar Melechdash.